Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, if you're an author and your book gets made into a movie, it comes with a lot of publicity and a big paycheck. But for an award-winning writer, Ann Patchett, one of her books had its world premiere in a different form as an opera. Emily Siner from Here and Now contributor WPLN in Nashville has this report on why Patchett's novel Bel Canto was turned into music.
It actually makes a lot of sense. Ann Patchett's Bel Canto is about an opera singer, Roxanne Cass, who's held captive by terrorists for several months. It's loosely based on a real hostage situation in Peru in the 1990s. Cass and other hostages build relationships with each other and with their captors, in part through music.
Bel Canto is about confinement. They change, they have a great dramatic arc, but they are staying in one place. And that, I think, is something that makes a great opera.
That's Ann Patchett. She got to see her book-turned-opera performed for the first time last month at the Lyric Opera of Chicago.
You said it was actually better than the book.
I thought it was better than the book, but, you know, it's... You know, you're really crystallizing the experience. It's like you're pulling all the water out and you're just leaving the most important elements.
The opera isn't the first time that someone thought to turn Patchett's novel into something else.
It has almost been a movie so many times, I can't even count.
Patchett says she also got interest from big-name Broadway composers, even another opera company, but nothing panned out. Then Renee Fleming wanted to work with the novel. Fleming is an international opera star who happens to be the creative consultant at Lyric Opera of Chicago. But creating a brand new opera is a big endeavor. Here's Anthony Freud, Lyric's general director.
Commissioning a large-scale new opera is the highest risk undertaking that a company can contemplate.
You have to pay for all the things in a normal production: cast, orchestra, director.
Plus acquiring the right to adapt the novel and commissioning the composer and the librettist.
And you're hoping that an audience will pay to see a show they've never heard of.
Generally speaking, newly created operas do not generate strong box office. One of the fantastic aspects of Bel Canto is that the performances are more or less sold out.
Bel Canto, the opera, runs at Lyric Opera of Chicago through mid-January. And as for Bel Canto, the film, Patchett says the movie rights have been purchased, so Hollywood could yet weigh in on her best-selling novel. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.